the Professionally Speaking Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Professionally Speaking Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan J. Warner, and with me today is another special guest. We have Christy Jackson. She's an entrepreneur and executive leader. We're very excited to have her on. Christy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm so excited to be here and really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your guests today.
Oh, absolutely. Believe me, the pleasure's all mine. I speak for our listeners. The pleasure's all ours. Someone with your background, which I cannot wait to get into, surely has pearls of wisdom to drop on us. So first question, entrepreneurship, innovation, all of those fantastic principles and ideas that propel our world forward. How did you first get into entrepreneurship?
You know, Ryan, I say that it found me. I like to describe myself as the daughter of a dreamer and a disruptor. Okay. My dad was one of the first African-American managers at the Procter & Gamble company. And it was during the time where, you know, he had this fabulous afro, and it was before the Crown Act. And so, you know, managers were expected to look a particular way. And because he refused to cut his fabulous afro and that beard, you know, he said, you know what? You can keep this job. You know, I'm not changing who I am for this opportunity. And so what I learned from him is that, you know, you have to be willing to take what comes along with the choices, you know, that you make. Sometimes you have to push the boundaries for the greater good. And so my mom was the first entrepreneur that I met. She is a professional singer. She taught vocal performance and a piano for 20 years in a private studio. And, you know, my mom is that creative that taught me that, you know, the sky is the limit. And so you can do whatever you want to do as long as you're willing to do the work that comes with it. Mm-hmm. So I found myself at that space in, you know, just leaning into my curiosity around helping people to build a fabulous and fun events that made an impact. My background is also in education. And so I created, I'm an author, I've written books and resources around entrepreneurship. And in navigating that space, we sort of think, you know, with entrepreneurship, it leads from one connection to the next. So when you're creating a community to educate folks around entrepreneurship, you need a space to gather. So my husband and I were the first African-American couple to open a co-working space here in St. Louis. And we became advocates in that space to build bridges and to diversify some of our networks that were not as inclusive of non-tech or Black and brown business owners. And so that has been a journey for us over the last 20 years. And so entrepreneurship really found me, and it has become a passion. And as they say, I am sticking with it because it has opened so many doors for me. But I've also seen the impact that, you know, the entrepreneurs that we support have been able to make in their lives and supporting those generations that are coming after them as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I have to, as you're speaking, I was just making a mental note. I have to remind myself, I must pay you a compliment. One of the things that I've seen, and there's a lot of resources and a lot of people out there talking about, you know, how to be a founder, how to run a startup, how to be an entrepreneur. And from a lot of the content I've seen, and I've processed a lot of it, they are very focused on their path and what they did specifically. And something that really struck me when I first got in touch with you and we first started speaking, the fact that you also have a background in education, because it's not just one or two or three principles that worked in a unique situation or a philosophy that applied in a certain industry, but you're able to speak to the big picture and strategies and practices that apply across the board, because you're used to like interfacing and sharing that information with a wider audience. So that's something I think that we need more of. And I salute you for, I think that's a great service.
Well, you know, I think that that is a differentiator for me because I am so passionate about sharing knowledge. And, you know, my experience is in teaching gifted and talented children. It's in gifted and talented education. And many of those methods were focused on critical thinking, creativity, a higher level questioning and curiosity. And so just bringing those aspects of learning with sharing that through my entrepreneurial journey with adult learners has been critical. And so the tips, the strategies, the lessons, the failures that I've had, I have distilled them down into lessons, curriculum, resources to assist folks in not having the same stumbling blocks that I've had. And so I think that the learning piece is so critical to entrepreneurship because that way you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can learn those strategies and learn those practices, but it also allows you to think critically about your own journey and to be able to communicate that. You know, oftentimes we look at these frameworks and models that work, you know, for successful entrepreneurs. You know, what does Steve Jobs do? He wore the same shirt every day. Okay. You know, he pushed, you know, he kept the model simple. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do for me to allow me to be successful. That's what worked for him. Study yourself. What
Agree.
works for you, right? And so teaching people those methods is what has been critical in helping them to see the value in their own entrepreneurial journey. And that just kind of takes me to the book that I've written, Dream Sync Launch. And, you know, in thinking about the entrepreneurial journey, you kind of start with that pie in the sky, you know, idea. And it's that dream that anything is possible, but you are going to have those sync moments, right? Life is going to happen. You think you know when you don't know.
Yes.
And, you know, you take all of those things that you learned and you use that to launch into your next opportunity or your next start or your next iteration of what it is that you're doing. But because I think creatively, I aligned that I had to think about like what visual best represents this. And I was looking at a documentary one day, and it was a skater. And I looked at the skate park, right? And so I just kind of connected that visual to that Dream Sync launch journey. As you know, how the skater starts up on that higher platform and he can see or she can see across to the other side, but they think that they're going to skate over that sink portion, right? But no, you are going to miss it. It's not if, it's when. And you're not going to miss it, I should say. So, I just connect that visual with that journey, and it helps people to anticipate the sinks that are going to come to better prepare for them.
Yeah, isn't that that's so true? Because I don't know where it comes from, but psychologically speaking, most people think that it's like, achieving success as, say, an entrepreneur is like building a house. You lay one brick at a time and you systematically build it. But no, like you said, you don't realize that there's a lot of ups and downs. There's no straight line that's consistent.
No. And I think that, you know, that's why it's so critical. We were talking about the education piece that, you know, you're encouraging people to think critically about their journey. You know, we have different stages of growth for businesses, right? The first 5 years, you know, you're going to determine if you're going to be able to sustain in business. Well, that might not be your journey. It is taking some of us 10 years to get to that sustainable point in our business, right? But what are those metrics that you're using to measure your forward growth, you know, and success in your business? So, you know, if you don't make it past that 5 years, then, you know, it's like, oh, I'm a failure and this is not for me. So, you know, I just encourage people to do their own work, to value their own journey as an entrepreneur. And the beauty of that is not doing it alone. You know, in isolation, you really don't have that feedback or that mirror to what you're doing or how you can do it better. So that's why, you know, networking and building in community, you know, building your business in community is so critical.
Oh, absolutely. And I can just imagine how many founders there are out there that they strike out once or twice, they have a couple pitfalls, and then they think to themselves, you know what, maybe this isn't for me, or maybe I'm just not good at this, not realizing that that's how the cookie crumbles. That's how the course runs. And it's great that there's people like you out there who they can turn to, or they should be, reaching out to kind of show them, like, no, this is what happens early on. This is just part of the process. It's not, it's a feature, not a bug type of thing.
Absolutely. And so often we just lean into the success of it all, without sharing the pitfalls that inevitably come with it. And so, in doing that, I see the value in bringing people together to learn from each other. Iron sharpens iron. And it is just absolutely true. And so, as a founder, I created She Can Connect, which is a community of women that value faith in business. And in that community, we have entrepreneurial women, we have leaders, executive leaders, and we have women that are, leading themselves, but not necessarily others, But it is a space where you can grow, where you can be challenged, where you can be inspired. And, in my executive leadership role at the Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Harris Stowe State University, all of the programs, all of the events, all of the boot camps, just thinking of all of the resources that are available, encourage people to show up, collaborate, embrace the inevitable failures that are going to be a part of your journey. But keep showing up. Keep showing up because entrepreneurship is a journey. And I think people don't realize that. They think that, things are going to happen so quickly. And, if they're not able to reach the milestones that they have in mind, that, like you said, it's just over. But maybe the market isn't ready for that particular idea. It's not necessarily you. And if you're leaning into your purpose and your passion and your why, that's going to allow you to stay focused on that. So that has been what has worked for me. I could say that I could easily, the way my network is and the way I love people and, just creativity and all of those gifts and talents that I have, I could easily sell widgets, right? I could easily sell a thing. And sometimes I ask myself, why couldn't I just sell widgets? Because then I wouldn't have to deal with all of the additional challenges that come along with patience and perseverance, that come with the educational side, the service side of providing spaces and community and curriculum and resources to help people grow in entrepreneurship. But that's my passion. And, if people don't know anything else, they can always, they know that I'm along for the journey. They know that I'm along for the journey. And I think that we need more mentors in that way and more truth behind the entrepreneurial journey so that we can see we're not alone.
That's an interesting thing, kind of path out to have more mentors and more people out there kind of sharing that message. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, but I'm confident
Sure.
you'll be able to smash this one out of the park. You mentioned that many of the entrepreneurs that you've come across, they have this tendency to view it not as a journey, but as, a quick exchange or maybe like a more brief event that takes place, let's say. Where do you think that comes from? Why do you think people don't think it's a career long endeavor?
Well, I think they don't believe that it is a career. And I love that you use the word career because I don't think many people consider entrepreneurship as a career path, right? So I think they think more of corporate, spaces as opportunities in various industries as a career opportunity, but not entrepreneurship. So I think that's one reason. Additionally, people aren't sharing their journey. They're not talking about the challenges, the delays, the as we talked about what they thought they knew, they're not talking about that. They're only talking about the successes. And with social media, you can edit with social media, with looking at people's journey, you can edit what you want people to see. And there's a lot of editing going on. There's a lot of editing going on. And so I think that's why people just assume, oh, entrepreneurship is so easy. And it's the go-to career now. And I will say, even in our spaces with the CIE, the programs that we run, our very first stage of our next level incubator is helping our participants make the decision to affirm entrepreneurship is for me and not that this is just a hobby that I'm doing. Because there are many hobbyists that are claiming to be entrepreneurs. And if it's not making money, it's not making sense, right?
I love that. I love that phrase. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
That's right. If it don't make dollars, it's not making sense. And so that's okay if that is a passion project for you. But you have to know that that's what that is, right? So I think that's a part of the reason. We just have to be more transparent, with our journey. And that's where mentorship and sponsorship comes into play because I tell you, I would not have had the courage, the inspiration to open up our incubator space, my husband and I, because no, we had nobody was doing it. And especially in the side of town where we opened, where the community is more diverse, more underserved, that was not even a thought or a consideration. But we knew that that was something that we had to do because there were more entrepreneurs that were in need of the resources and the support, just as we were.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And again, we very glad that you're doing this service for those out there that need it. I can't help but you mentioned courage and you mentioned a couple of other of personality traits or characteristics that are necessary or at least beneficial for successful entrepreneurs. I wonder, what's your opinion on temperament? Does someone need to have the right temperament as a personality trait to be an entrepreneur?
Oh, absolutely. Temperament has a lot to do with it because there are so many decisions that you have to make as an entrepreneur. You need to know when to be patient. You need to know when to go for it. You need to be able to read the room. You need to be able to use that wisdom. And so, if you are a person that has the temperament that just kind of, flies off the handle and is not, more thoughtful and strategic in their decision making, then, your path, not to say that you won't get to your goal, but your path is going to be a little more challenging than it may necessarily have had to be if you had better temperament.
That's a good way to put it.
I think wisdom has a part, has a huge piece to do with it as well, and trusting the timing of things. I mean, that has been huge for me. I may have an idea, but I have to trust the timing that the resources, the need for it, the access all lines up, and that's when I know that it's time to activate, that idea. But I may have had it years back. So because I have that temperament, it works.
Yeah, no, that I can completely relate to because when I was younger, if I had an idea or something I thought was gonna, I was gung ho right away. And then with age and a little bit of silver in the beard, you start to learn, you know what? No, now's not the opportune time for this to be most successful. I'm gonna save this in my back pocket and deploy it when, the time is right, the circumstances allow for maybe a better shot of success.
Yes. It makes me think about that value proposition, right? Like, are you the most prepared, right? Do you have the most unique opportunity or product or service that is needed at that time? And, if it is not, then that's your opportunity to determine, is this the right time? Is this the right time? So many decisions. I mean, there's people say that there's luck that, comes into this. But I think that it is strategic planning, temperament, wisdom, understanding your goal, and understanding that entrepreneurship is the long game and not a short game that makes the difference.
Yeah, I completely agree with that because what you just said about luck, I do believe that luck happens, but I believe that it just happens. It happens to everyone. I just think it happens at different time. at different times. So that's why I me personally, I think that with the persistence, like you mentioned earlier, and the patience, that's critical. Because if it doesn't happen for you right away, keep your powder dry. It doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. You just got to be ready, because eventually, like, they say every dog has his day, right? Like, it's coming.
Yes, absolutely. And even I think about, preparation and opportunity will meet. They
Agreed.
definitely will. They definitely will meet. And so that's going to determine, are you ready? Do you have the wisdom and the foresight to be looking ahead for it and maximize that opportunity when it happens?
For sure, for sure. Let's pivot a little bit here, because Christy, one thing that I've always, there's a lot I have a lot of respect for you for. One of the talents that you have, and I don't even want to call it a talent because I think it's more of a skill, but you're a great speaker, and you're very articulate, and your ideas are always well crafted and well thought out when you deliver them. And clearly, you've been an adjunct professor before, and you've obviously spoken to different crowds in different situations. Is that something that has come easy for you, or is that something you had to work on over time?
I will say that communication, it has come easy to me, but the skill of communication is what I had to work on, right? Communication is sending out a message that's understood, right? I've always been, I think back to in elementary school, I was the one that, might have been sent to the principal's office for just talking too much, right? And now I kind of laugh because I'm like, well, now people pay me to talk. So there's that. So, I don't want to minimize the natural gift that comes with communication that I have, but I will say that I have had to practice and develop that skill of communication in knowing the right message to the right audience in the right way, that they can receive it. And I am an author, so I love to write. Many of the books that I have written came from me journaling about my experience. And so it's easy for me to talk about my journey because I'm so passionate about it. And I love learning about other people's journeys as well. And so that's where, I love opportunities like this. And I'm so grateful again to be able to have this conversation with you today, where we're kind of sharing our stories around our experiences. So, communication is so critical, especially for entrepreneurs, because no one really has the clear view of what your idea is except for you. So if you can't communicate it effectively, we don't know how to support it. We don't know what you need. We don't know why we should prefer you over others. And that is something that takes work, right? And so I love this idea, Simon Sinek's, like starting with why, like getting at the core of your purpose and why you're doing what you do, because typically most people can speak from that place and
Agreed.
then learning the skill to align the solution or the product or the problem that you're solving with that why may take some practice. But you're starting with that why, that's going to give you the foundation of that seed that you need for communicating effectively and passionately about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, the passionately is important, right? Because that part is contagious, and it shows that you're genuine and authentic, and all those great things. But working with the entrepreneurs and the innovators that you do, is there like a commonality that you've noticed, that something w with regard to communication that you practice with them, or you find that they could improve on, for all our listeners out there that are founders and entrepreneurs?
Absolutely, Ryan. And what that is asking for what you need, asking for what you want. Often entrepreneurs will talk about, what they do, what problem they solve, who they serve.
That's true.
But how can we help you? What do you want? They will even forget to ask to buy from me, if nothing else. Purchase my book or, visit my restaurant or, that kind of thing.
Right.
Always have to have that ask in mind. It's It's a part because it gives others the opportunity to support you and what you're doing. Again, you're solving a problem for someone. And so if you look at communicating that ask, that's helping to solve that problem for someone, even when they don't even realize that they need your solution.
And yeah, I second that. A lot of the founders that I've worked with, they're very much the communication piece is something they kind of put on the back burner. They much more focus on building their product or, like you said, solving a problem. And then when it comes to actually the messaging and conveying that, for some reason, not a lot of attention is paid to that problem. Well, most likely for some reason, it's most likely because it's uncomfortable or it's not an easy thing for them to do. But you know, and I know, being communicators, that that's probably the most important. Like, you could have the best product in the world, but if people don't know about it, or if they don't know how to use it, or there's no awareness around it, then it's probably going to fall flat.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that, that's the most uncomfortable part of that. But even like reframing, right? Sometimes we're talking about communication. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself, right? You're
That's true.
the first audience that you need to communicate to because we have all of these negative voices, in our head that tell us reasons why, we're not good enough or, it's not the right time or, all of these negative voices. But even, reframing that mindset around that ask, looking at it as helping people buy, you are helping solve a problem for someone. So who wouldn't want to help someone, right? So if you're looking at it that way, then it becomes a little bit easier for you to make that ask. But for some, we talked about that why, they don't know why they're starting a business. The why is not authentic to them, I talk about, being in education. Honestly, I now know why that was a part of my path. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I design curriculum around entrepreneurship. So the education piece is a tool that is very critical to my business. But at the time, I didn't know why. I went to school to get a degree in education because my mom was an educator. So I said, well, people like to listen to me talk. I'm creative. I like to help people learn. So I guess I'll be a teacher. But I really didn't have a strong why behind that. And so I think that's also a challenge as it relates to communicating and helping people understand why they want to connect with you. It's the passion behind what you're doing. And honestly, if it is just to make money, just say that.
No, I agree. What you just said there really struck a chord. Your first audience should be yourself. And for those of you who find communication uncomfortable or speaking in front of people uncomfortable, at least talk it through to yourself. Because when you get it out, even if you don't get it right the first time and you have to rephrase it, no, it doesn't sound right. That's not the right word. I don't mean that exactly. That helps you organize it and kind of streamline it in your own mind. And down the road, your actions become more aligned with your best interest, right? With what you've just kind of clarified.
Yes, absolutely. Pitching is just, of course, one of the great ways to, help people understand your business, but it doesn't come natural to many people, right? And it's just this idea about talking about ourselves, and you have to practice that so that it becomes second nature to you. And again, positioning it in a way that is in alignment with your passion and your purpose helps to make it a little more helps to make it a little more palatable. So it is, it's skill and it is a combination of passion and it's a combination of practice, resilience, and tenacity that it takes to get through, each stage of this entrepreneurial journey.
Oh, I love it. And I love speaking with other speakers. You could tell you're just rattling it off, tenacity, and just boom, 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 all these different things. That's perfect. That's beautiful. We're getting a lot of bang for our buck here today, listeners.
Trying to stay away from the alliterations. I was an elementary teacher, so it's always like those.
Oh, we love it. You're bringing it to life. You're painting us a picture. I love it. I'm thinking like a word cloud and then all the different branches of it in my mind. But no, seriously, thank you so much for coming on. We know your time is valuable. So we'll just, the last question we ask all of our guests is, if you could go back in time, I know it's probably only 5 or 6 years ago, but go talk to like an 18-year-old Christy, or someone who's in college trying to figure out their career, what piece of advice would you give them?
The best advice that I had is to grow your network. Show up, just show up. Go to events that are, in industries that you have an interest in. Talk to friends, talk to family members, build your network, and be open to connecting with people that don't look like you, don't do the same thing that you do, that you can learn from. Every success in my entrepreneurial journey has come from a connection in my network. I always say I have never really applied for a job. Every connection has come from somebody that knew me. I have a community of collaborators, of supporters, folks that inspire me because of those relationships that I have built. And when I talk about building your network, it's not in a transactional mindset. It's really about being curious, being supportive, not what you can get from those individuals, but what you can provide as well. So building those relationships and expanding your network to make sure that it's diverse by experience, by age, industry, culture. That's the best advice that I can give because there's so much rich value that you're going to continue to learn from and benefit from over time, no matter what your pathway is.
That's fantastic. And I'm going to highlight one part I strongly, strongly agree on. And that is when you're connecting with people, don't go into it thinking, okay, this is going to be a transaction here. More, like you said, genuine curiosity, building those, forging those relationships, because people see through that very quickly. And you don't want to, come off like that. I know a few people who kind of come off like that, and that doesn't really benefit them. It doesn't really benefit anyone. But it's amazing what genuine curiosity can do, and just in your life, right? Like connecting with people through in any realm.
Absolutely. And, as again, this is a long game. We talked about this quick, this assumption that this journey is going to be quick. Yes, you will have milestones, but, real relationships take time to build because you're learning about yourself. Your interests are going to change. Your needs are going to change. Your journey is going to change. And so, and when you're building those authentic relationships, those folks, you can end and individuals, you will stay connected with over time as you evolve and as you develop. So, I love connecting with people. This conversation came from a connection from a friend, a mutual friend that we have.
Yeah.
And so, I'm grateful for the opportunity to connect with you today. Congratulations, on your podcast and your success as an author and speaker as well. And I'm looking forward to staying connected and learning more from you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Christy. For our listeners out there who no doubt loved what you said and they would like to get in touch or they want to grab a copy of your book, where can they go for your book and where can they go to connect with you?
Absolutely. So my book, all of my books, Dream Sync Launch, the GPS curriculum, the Fail Proof Facilitator, and I have a children's book called The
Oh,
Dream on Entrepreneurship.
okay.
Yes, they are all located on Amazon. You can find all of them on Amazon. And you can find me on LinkedIn at Christy Jackson. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook as well. So I would love to gain more connections to meet some of your listeners. And I'm always down to have a cup of coffee to meet someone new.
Oh, that's excellent. And yeah, for you listeners out there, it's Christy with a K. Okay,
Yes.
that's it's the best way to spell Christy in my book. So that's
Absolutely. And I'm sure you'll link all my connections.
for sure. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Christy, thank you again for coming on. We really appreciate it. And to our listeners out there, we wish you success in your future endeavors.